feelings, power, make up. Created by Opal Song. Doing magical girl AUs this year, and Yuri on Ice is ripe for magical girls. I don't know whether anybody's actually written one. Probably, so I'm probably retreading old ground. But I mean, really, Yuri is, like, he's Japanese, and it would be actually really in keeping with his character of thinking he's not great and being kind of stressed and eventually moving home and all of that stuff if he were actually a magical girl. And he's been doing this for a couple of years. He really wants to be, like, have skating be his sort of sole focus. And he tried that. He tried to make skating his entire focus and went over to America to make skating his entire focus. But then, like, things just weren't working out with skating. Like, just like in canon, for all the exact same reasons. But with the added stress of feeling like he's left Japan vulnerable because he is that protector and he's feeling selfish that he's going over to America to pursue his dream. And the added stress of in America or wherever he is competing, he constantly finds people that he needs to fight with his magical girl powers. So there's this added sort of stress taking away from it. But basically it goes like it does in canon. And eventually he just kind of, well, gives up and says, well, I guess I'm going home. I'm going to just retire from that. I'll do the magical girl thing for a little while and then, you know, find someone who is the next magical girl in this line of magical girls. And I will, like, just retire, I guess. Only then Victor shows up and gets the skating thing back. And then Yuri Plisetsky shows up. And Yuri sort of... So it's been good that he's gone international with this magical girl thing. Like, everybody who knows that he's a magical girl, which is basically his family and Peachy and maybe a couple of the other people, I don't know, support people or other magical girls or something. Everybody who knows that he's a magical girl has thought that him going international was actually a really, really great thing for the, just for what they were trying, for fighting evil. So passing his power onto somebody who's not Japanese would not be, like, a super problem. And he finds Yuri Plisetsky, who seriously is everything that a magical girl should be. He's driven, and he's beautiful, and he's young, and he's optimistic in strange ways. And I think he just, like, finds out. And, yeah, I think he catches Yuri transforming at one point after skating. Like, Victor has gone off to do whatever. And there's an attack. And Yuri rushes over to Yuri to see... Yuri is the one attacked because he is this shining beacon that all of the, like, dark monsters want. Shining beacon of talent or whatever. So he's practicing at the rink and there's an attack and then the magical girl shows up and Yuri's trying not to freak out too much that he's been saved by this magical girl in Japan that he is also a fan of. And then only the magical girl's been, like, injured or something, or Yuri continues to have no boundaries and follows the magical girl. Anyway, somehow in this circumstances, for some reason, Yuri detransforms within Yuri's vision. And maybe Yuri, like, had already decided that he wanted Yurio to be his successor, and so does it on purpose. Anyway, then Yurio is like, what? And Yuri is like, ah, yes, I guess you saw. Oh, no. And then they work it out. And eventually, like, the power passes from one to another so that then Yuri can concentrate solely on his skating and on Victor. And Yurio, having the drive that he does, definitely is able to handle both. Yeah. Otabek is like 100% his tuxedo mask. It's great. Happy holidays, Fleurichard.